reevaluate. Sorry, sometimes we talk off the air. I mean, my life isn't all about you guys, you know? It's not all of, well, most of it is, care so much. There is a movie reviewer. Sorry, did I say movie reviewer? Apparently I said it correctly the first time. I don't mean movie reviewer. I mean monster. But the name of Sean O'Connell from Cineblend. Listen, I went and read Cineblend just so I could say that I'm never going to read Cineblend again. Before I went and read Cineblend, never heard the hell who the hell Cineblend was. But they are coming after one of our national treasures, and that is a woman who's from Toronto, who directed, co-directed a movie that's called Turning Red. It's a Pixar movie, and it is, like, it's based in animated Toronto.
Let's go.
I'm Maylin Lee. I wear what I want, say what I want, 24/7, 365. I know, it's a lot. But I don't got time to mess around. Oh, about that hustle, am I right?
Listen, name bad Pixar movies, all I would say. That's kind of the place where, and she was on earlier today with Evan Solomon after she won an Academy Award. Evan Solomon interviewed her in 2019. She was on earlier today. It was a replay, but you get my point. Anyway, this monster says, I recognize the humor in the film, but connected with none of it. By rooting Turning Red, name of the movie, by rooting Turning Red very specifically in the Asian community of Toronto, the film legitimately feels like it was made only for this person's friends and immediate family, which is fine, but also a tad limiting in scope. I haven't seen the movie. We're going to talk to somebody, a real critic, in a couple of seconds, who has seen the movie. But I don't know, like, you can't relate to Slumdog Millionaire or Hidden Dragon Crouching Tiger, if that was the name of that movie, or I don't know. I think a lot of the comments were really great underneath this guy's tweet, where they're saying, yeah, you know what, I'm not a car, but I relate to the animated movie Cars, or I'm not a monster, but Monsters, Inc. is pretty good. So the backlash was so bad that he was defending himself, but then it got to a point where he was like, yeah, I apologize. But it was one of the apologies where, hey, if I offended you, apologies. So still, he's a monster to me. A monster, I tell you. And he's the person that I am putting up for the new segment, Cancel Culture of the Day. Sorry about that, Mr. Sean O'Connell. Here is Richard Krause. Richard, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
What is the job of the critic in terms of, like, relating it to the audience? I mean, you have a vast life experience, but you can also put yourself in people's shoes or animated shoes and experience things that you might not have lived before, no?
Absolutely. I always say that movies are like little machines for empathy. Even if we don't know anything about the culture or the people or the country or whatever it might be that is being shown on screen, as the story unfolds, it brings you into their world. And ultimately, you'll find that whether it's a movie from Japan or Eastern Europe or wherever it might be, the Middle East, or in this case, from Toronto and Turning Red, you'll find that the stories have, you know, universal themes. We all just kind of want the same things. We want our families to be healthy. We want, a safe place for our families to be and all that kind of stuff. So there's universality in most of these stories. And I would say that Turning Red is certainly a very universal story. I used to think that there were no bad opinions, that, you know, whatever you wanted to say about a movie was kind of legit because it's subjective. Everyone approaches things and art a little bit differently. But, you know, I think that has been proven wrong recently in any number of ways. Just read Twitter and you'll see that maybe not all opinions stack up evenly. And this is definitely one of them. Sean O'Connell put his foot in it in kind of a big way here.
Have you met him?
I've never met him, but I have a feeling what happened here is that he reviewed his mood rather than he reviewing the movie. In the follow-up apology email that he wrote, he said, listen, I was wrong. I don't think I gave the movie a chance. You know, essentially what he said, like you were saying earlier, is that there was nothing in it for him to relate to, which is like saying that werewolf movies are only for Eastern European people who have been cursed to turn into a beast at the full moon every couple of months. It doesn't really make sense as a critical talking point, and I think he realizes it. And often I have heard this before: don't review your mood, review the movie. If you're going in a bad mood, put that aside and review what you see on the screen.
The other thing that I think is important to talk about is what this young woman has accomplished, coming from Toronto, going to Sheridan College, winning an Oscar, I think I'm correct on that, and now being able to be at the helm of a Pixar movie that, you know, enough of us pretending to be New York City or San Francisco or Georgia. We're actually supposed to be rural Georgia in parts of the Reacher show that's on Prime, but this really celebrates Toronto and a story from Toronto. The Chinese community.
Absolutely. And it is unabashedly Toronto. So often you'll see on a television show, they'll be paying with American money in a store while you can see the CN Tower in the background. They make no effort to hide that, but it's clearly supposed to be some unnamed American city. This is not that in any way, as the main character, you know, bounds onto what is very identifiably a TTC streetcar. She holds her TTC pass in front of her, and there's a great close-up of that. There's the CN Tower in the back of a number of the scenes, and the big climax, and I'll tell you all about this on Booze and Reviews on Friday, but the big climax happens at the Sky Dome, and it is unabashedly Toronto. It is unabashed of its love of the city and of the people that live in it, and it's a really, I don't want to give anything away, but it's a really wonderful movie that I don't think Sean O'Connell gave a fair shake to.
To be fair, he's not a Torontonian, so didn't care about that aspect, but it is something to kind of be proud of. Something, I mean, when you're making movie for Pixar, you've actually done something. Richard, we look forward to talking to you on Friday. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jim.
Booze and Reviews with Richard on Friday. Check him out online, too. The guy's doing so much great content. And if you don't listen to his, I mean, it's mind-boggling. The guests that he gets on his show that airs here on the weekend. I mean, they're just some of the biggest guests in entertainment. He gets them on the Richard Krause Show that is here. Last Call is the name of the podcast that he's doing. Follow him on Twitter for all of the stuff.